Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Hicks, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more.
Okay, so welcome to today's episode of the 5-Minute Business Boost. I've got Phil East with me here again, and this episode is episode 2 of 3. And this is Profit Acceleration Secrets. Now, this is based on Phil's book, Marketing Insights to Drive Real Profit Growth, because he's written a few books sold, Phil. He's like bloody a bit of a silent dark horse. So now that I've said that and embarrassed myself, welcome back to the 5-Minute Business Boost, Phil. And today you're going to help me break down real-world strategies again to increase profitability without that additional marketing spend. And we're actually continuing our conversation on, we're going to focus on 4 more game-changing profit boosters. Is that right, Phil?
It's exactly right, Sam, and thanks very much for having me here again. If people have been following the series, they'll see how each strategy builds on the next. So today's strategies focus on extracting more value from existing customers and networks, which is often a faster way to grow profits.
All right. So how do today's strategies, Phil, build on the previous ones?
Well, if you think of profit acceleration as a bit of a puzzle, you already have a strong marketing position, which as was your million-dollar message, a compelling offer, and a great lead generation system. And so the next step is to maximise every customer interaction. So today we'll talk about upselling and cross-selling to increase transaction size. Downselling, which ensures you don't lose customers who hesitate. Alliances and joint ventures that can generate new business for free. And additional services to create recurring revenue and deeper relationships. So the key is to layering these together so that you can increase revenue at every step of a customer journey.
All right, okay, so that sounds pretty exciting. Let's get cracking. So let's start with upselling and cross-selling, Phil. Why are these so powerful?
Well, most businesses leave money on the table by not offering additional products and upgrades when the customer is ready to buy. Best time to get ask someone to buy something is when they've got their wallet out. Get as much out of it as you can.
Do you want fries with that, Phil?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So that's the fast food model, Sam. Yep. And at McDonald's, they don't just let you buy one item, okay? They'll ask you, would you like a toasty with your coffee? Okay, so that's a cross sell. Would you like to upsize that, or would you like to make that a meal? That's an upsell. Okay, so that simple process adds millions to their revenue. So research shows, okay, that 34% of buyers will say yes to a cross-sell when offered. So if 34% of customers buy a cross-sell at just $10 per purchase, and the business has 500 transactions per month, that's an additional turnover of $5,000 per month. Or $60,000 a year.
That's not just for bad asking. Change, is it? Really, just for asking. That's great, Phil.
So if you think of an example of that, might be just be, this might say something about me, Sam. But if you go to this number of the bottle shops, when you get to the checkout, they'll say, "Would you like to buy? Would you like to buy a $10 bottle of wine, or would you like to?" Right there when you're ready to go. Other people might remember the, you know, the chocolate for $2 at the service station, but that's where my mindset might be today.
I just can't believe you used the wine and the bottle shop. We've just got an insight there, folks. Alrighty, so this is all well and nice, Phil, but if you've got a team, do you businesses need to train their staff and structure their offers to make these additional sales automatic?
Exactly.
Love that word. Exactly.
Well, I could say spot on, Sam, but you're always right on the mark. So upsells and cross-sells should be part of your sales process, not just an afterthought. And use the power of suggestion, like as I just mentioned before, would you like a chocolate for $2, gains much better results than simply would you like something else. So staff training is massive.
Yeah. All right, so let's flip this over. What happens when a customer doesn't buy?
Well, when they don't buy immediately, that's where downselling can come in. So if a customer hesitates on a high ticket offer, you can give them a low ticket alternative. So a simple one may be a gym membership, okay? So a gym might have been offering a $1,200 annual membership, but low conversions, okay, because the high upfront cost. So they could offer an annual membership for $1,000 upfront, which may boost conversions. So they're getting a $1,200 annual membership for $1,000 if they pay upfront. However, that's still a big commitment of both dollars and time frame. So instead of losing customers, they introduced the 90-day trial membership for $299 or a monthly plan at $99. Okay. So before they were getting a 10% conversion and $12,000 revenue per month. But after they implemented their downsell, they're getting a 35% conversion and their revenue increased to $27,000 per month. Okay. Just less barriers for people to buy.
Yeah.
So another good example of that might be a simple one is the car wash. So a car wash works on a downsell. They have the super duper Butte, your really Butte, and your Butte. Okay. So people might go, well, I don't really need my undercar wash today. I'll just have this one and pay a lesser price, but with a few less features.
Yeah. I always go for the basic. I'm a tight ass. Water is valuable, Phil. Sometimes, I'm feeling woohoo, I might go for the deluxe, but it's always the basic one for me. So instead of lowering prices, businesses can offer alternative entry points.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Downselling isn't discounting. It's giving customers options.
Yeah. All right. So that was a really good lesson in that. So let's talk about alliances and joint venues. How can businesses use partnerships to grow? And I'm a big lover of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a collaborator.
I am a collaborator, and collaboration doesn't need to mean free all the time. So Phil.
Yeah, so joint ventures, they're one of the fastest ways to grow and gain new customers without spending money on ads, okay? So you leverage another business's customer base. So you think about who's looking after my customers already. So if you take a wedding planner and a photographer, Sam.
Yeah.
I'll put this one in just for you. So the wedding planner partnered with a photographer and they're offering a 10% discount on photography for planner clients, and the photographer referred clients to the planner. So the planner got 15 new clients a month without spending extra, and the photographer saw a 25% increase in bookings. So each partner gained new business at zero cost. Okay, just by working together.
Yeah. So, and I bang on about this all the time. It's really about complementary services that businesses have got to look for, and they've got to be able to offer that mutual referrals. Is that right?
Yeah. So it's actually who you serve as well. So if you serve the same audience, there's no reason to compete. Just partner.
Yeah.
Okay. So it might be a chain of events like your wedding event chain, which starts with a jeweler because you've got to buy a ring and it goes all the way down the line, all those in that line. Or it might be that an accountant or a bookkeeper are serving the same clients, or a business broker that might be able to work together because they're all serving similar clients. Even you could even throw in a printer or something like that in there. They're all serving small business clients.
Yeah. All right. So now we're to the final strategy, and that is adding new services. So why do you think this is a gold mine, Phil?
Well, if customers already trust you, they'll buy more from you. So instead of chasing new customers, sell more the ones you've already got.
Okay.
Okay. And this isn't just something that you can have to do by yourself. So this can come off the back of your joint ventures and your collaboration there as well. So you might say there's an accounting firm, okay, and they were stuck in one-time tax returns, okay, and low customer retention. Now, instead of relying solely on seasonal tax work, they introduced a subscription advisory service. So they had a tiered monthly growth package, and the clients paid $297, $497, or $997 a month for ongoing financial strategy and tax planning. They bundled services with payroll, cash flow forecasting, KPI tracking, and add-on services that could be bundled at a discount. And they had exclusive client access. So subscribers gained access to quarterly business growth workshops and tax-saving strategy sessions. So they're providing more value. So before, a $1,000 per year client had one-time tax service. After, 30% of clients joined the subscription model, and average revenue per client rose to $5,964. So that's a total revenue increase of 5x per client. By simply adding an advisory subscription, the firm created a predictable cash flow, increased client retention, and boosted customer lifetime value by over 500% per annum.
So let me get this right. So instead of a one-time sale, and usually around the end of financial year or, you know, all your BAS is collated, businesses should think about a lifetime value.
Exactly. And keeping the customer for longer, seeing the customer or the customer or client more often, providing them more value, makes them a better client. If they're succeeding, you're succeeding, all of a sudden, instead of them being there for 5 years and moving on to someone who may be offering those services, they're staying for longer and becoming an advocate. As a add-on to that, you don't necessarily need to be able to provide the services yourself. So if we've got a handyman business, I might be able to offer painting services by going into a joint venture with a painter, or provide roof or gutter cleaning services by going into and forming a. So I'm introducing leads to them at a rate. Okay, I'm making some dough, but I maintain the relationship with the client. So you can, using your joint ventures, your joint venture partners, you can increase the number of services you can provide to your customers and clients.
That's a great additional tip, Phil. Thank you for that. So this episode's been another game changer. If listeners want to see how these strategies apply to their business, where do we need to send them, Phil?
So go to and have a look at the Profit Acceleration Simulator. Okay, so the link to that will be in the notes.
Yep.
Now, this is a free tool that can show you exactly how small changes in each area can lead to huge profit growth. So I encourage you to go use it, put in your own numbers, have a look at the strategies, what increase or difference it'll make, whether that's anywhere from 0 to 20% or 10%, okay, and then it will monetize it at the end. There's some video instructions there that'll explain how it works, and there's the first lot is 12 of the fundamental strategies, and then you've got the option to deep dive and get into a further 40. So, and it will send you a report that is pretty detailed and explanatory as well.
Wow, that sounds like a must-use tool. Now, for listeners, the link that we're going to provide in the show notes that Phil's given us, it actually provides you a direct link to the Profit Acceleration software. I like to call it the PAS. Love a good acronym. And it's a tool designed to help all of us businesses. And it doesn't matter what size business you are. Is that right, Phil?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Doesn't matter if you're a micro or a major business. And the PAS analyzes various aspects of a company's operations, and it generates a 12-month roadmap that's highly customized. And it helps you because it prioritizes strategies that can lead to significant revenue and profit increases. But the gold at the end is, and if you want to, if you've, you know, fallen in love with the dulcet tones of Phil and understanding that he works with businesses right across Victoria, that's the gold, is actually then picking up the phone or having a meeting with Phil. So, Phil, thanks again. Listeners, go to the BizBoost Profit Sim. We'll put the links in the show notes and start accelerating your profits today. Now, yes. This is episode 2 of 3. We've got one more episode. Oh, I'm almost sad, Phil. Only one more to go. And the next one is Advanced Scaling Strategies on the 5-Minute Business Boost podcast. So tune in, subscribe, do all those things, and we'll chat to Phil in episode 3. Thanks, Phil.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Business Boost. For more information, follow me on socials, sign up for my newsie, or check out my website to see how we can work together to reach your small business goals. Remember, anything is possible, especially in the northeast of Victoria. Until next time, cheerio.